Will there be an arrest next week? I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Former President Donald Trump taking to Truth Social, posting that he expects to be arrested Tuesday in the hush money payments investigation.
President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, pleaded guilty to his role in that payment in a 2018 case. He claims it was meant to keep Daniels quiet about an alleged affair that Trump denies. Federal prosecutors have claimed the former president and his business reimbursed Cohen for that payment.
Fox's Nate Foy. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tweeting that he's directing House committees to investigate whether federal funds are being used for politically motivated probes. A strong earthquake with an estimated magnitude of 6.8 hitting southern Ecuador and northern Peru, leaving at least 14 people dead and trapping others under rubble. At least 126 have been injured. Rescue teams are searching through debris and fallen power lines for victims. Following the recent collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, regional banks growing increasingly concerned about financial stability. Fox's Jeff Flock is in Cheltenham, Pennsylvania.
The issue with money coming out of the regional banks and into the larger banks is that there might not be a lot of money left there to loan to single-family home buyers, as well as the people who develop single-family homes, as well as townhomes and others. 80% of the lending, commercial lending in this country, does get done by regional banks. 60% of the residential lending is by regional banks.
Number 8 Arkansas beating defending champion and top seed Kansas in the second round of March Madness 72-71. Arkansas rallying from 12 points down. Kansas playing without ailing coach Bill Self. America is listening to Fox News.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
A man has been arrested for allegedly threatening police officers. Fox's Brian Yenis reports.
A New York man is now facing federal charges for allegedly threatening to kill police officers at the Yonkers St. Patrick's Day Parade. Officials say 32-year-old Rydone Kola has expressed support for Islamic extremism and terrorist attacks. Kola was arrested after reportedly posting his threats against the Yonkers Police Department on social media.
The FBI has been watching the suspect for months, according to the criminal report. California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom announcing plans to transform San Quentin Prison into a rehab center. Fox's Christina Coleman has more from Los Angeles.
Governor Newsom visited California's infamous San Quentin State Prison during a statewide tour. He held a press conference there at the facility and explained how his budget proposal includes $20 million to start the transformation of this historic prison into a rehabilitation center. Supporters say the move will help strengthen public safety through justice reforms and innovation. San Quentin has been home to the largest death row in the United States. Under Newsom's plan, the inmates serving time there will be moved to other prisons, and San Quentin will be transformed into a center focused on education, rehabilitation, and breaking cycles of violence for criminal offenders.
Republicans saying that Governor Newsom should focus on preventing early prison release for dangerous criminals. The U.S. Tennis Association saying they are very hopeful that number one ranked tennis player Novak Djokovic will be able to play in this year's U.S. Open. The tennis star missing it last year because he's a foreign citizen, not vaccinated against COVID-19. However, government rules still prohibit him from entering the U.S. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.